Psalm 70. For the choir director, a psalm of David for a memorial. O God, hasten to deliver me. O Lord, hasten to my help. Let those be ashamed and humiliated who seek my life. Let those be turned back and dishonored who delight in my hurt. Let those be turned back because of their shame who say, Aha, aha. Let all who seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let those who love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am afflicted and needy. Hasten to me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Amen. Psalm 70 says a memorial. And a lot of this psalm actually is taken almost verbatim from Psalm 40. Particularly 13 and 17, it's basically the same lines. And we see Psalm 69 also have very similar wordings and ideas in Psalm 40. So, and it's not, that's not uncommon. If you think of, remember, these are all meant to be sung, right? These are all songs. And so if you think of like modern worship music, we say the same phrases all the time. Like we sing, you know, about the blood of Jesus, we sing about God's faithfulness. And so it's not out of the ordinary that there'll be same repeated statements that go throughout. And so David starts and he says, O God, hasten to deliver me. O Lord, hasten to my help. Basically saying the same thing, but he's invoking two different names of God. The first one is his title per se, but the second one is his covenant name, Lord or Yahweh. And so he's really drawing almost as if he says the covenant name, there seems to be more meaning behind it. I do that. I'll be honest, if I'm talking to my son and he's doing something, I say, Andrew. And then if he doesn't listen to me and it's a little more sterner, and now he knows when I say this, he pays attention, I say, Andrew Song. And then as soon as I invoke his last name, he knows, okay, this is it, right? Like, this is my last chance in a way. And so David may be offering a very similar kind of idea. He talks to the Lord in his title, but then he says, O Lord, the covenant name of God, of Yahweh. And he says, Lord, come to my help. Lord, come to my rescue. The previous psalm, remember, he says, I'm drowning. There's all these things happening. And so then he goes and he basically tells God why he needs his help. And he says, let those be ashamed and humiliated who seek my life. In other words, when in this particular case of David, what his enemies wanted to do is they wanted to humiliate him. That was part of it. And so it's kind of like turn it back on them in a way, and you know, let the shame be put on them, because in this situation they had no shame at all. And so they ruthlessly attack David in this way. So it says, let those be ashamed and humiliated who seek my life. Let those be turned back and dishonored. Like, let it all come back on them. All the vitriol, all the anger, all the hatred and the lying. Lord, let it be turned back on them. And again, David, I mean, of course, David knows that he should forgive, right? I mean, David, he understands that, but kind of like what I talked about on Sunday in the sermon, David is just pouring out his heart to God, who's the best person to do this. Like I said, don't do it to people around you. I mean, he's the best person to do this. And he's saying, Lord, do you see what's going on? Do you see what's happening here? God, let them be ashamed. That they wanted to humiliate me, let that humiliation come upon them instead. Turn back and let them be dishonored in this way, and who delight in my hurt, who actually rejoice the word is to injure me, who are very happy that I'm injured. It's almost, and this is, I know, okay, this is a sports thing, okay? So for all the non-sports lovers, you have to excuse me. But one of the most despicable things that happen in sporting events is when an opponent gets hurt and then people start cheering. I mean, you know, I mean, I love my sports teams and things like that, but I mean, I draw the line. That's a little bit too much. Someone gets hurt and then everyone starts cheering that that person is hurt. They in this way, they delight in injury. And that's a horrible thing. In just plain terms, we just call that bad sportsmanship. And when this happens in church, it's more than bad sportsmanship. It's just evil. It's just wrong when this happens. But there's those who delight in his hurt, in his injury. And he says, and let those be turned back because of their shame. Remember, those who had no shame, let the shame come upon them in that way, and who say, aha, aha. Now, for us, we say, aha, you know, like, I got it, you know, something like that. That's not the way. This is a very scornful statement in the time of the writing of the Psalms. It's a very, you almost think of like pointing a finger, but it's a very rude, very scornful remark that's made. And he's saying that's what happens here, that all they let them be turned back because of their shame, who say, aha, aha. There's this very mean, very scornful, very deliberate, malicious kind of attack that's happening here. And that's where it gets to. And again, we read this and we're like, wow, David, man, David's got some issues, you know, David. But I mean, David knows. But again, he's talking to a God who can handle it, and who says, you know, come, let us reason together. Who says, come and pour out your heart before me. And he's offering this to the Lord. And so we have to give David some space to be able to do this. And then, as in most Psalms, what does he do? He turns it around. He begins to go back, and it's if you think about it, it's kind of our own journey as well. Like when you're hurt and when people are hurting you and these things, you're just like, oh God, and all these things, and then you find like a place of calm, and then you hear the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit says, hey, David, come on. You know, now that you poured out all that grief and all that pain who's inside, notice God doesn't get angry at David for any of that stuff, but then God reminds David. And so you could see, you can imagine like the work of God. And I want you to know, it's not like David wrote verse 4 like the next moment. He could have wrote it a year later. He could have wrote it 10 years later. Like, I've never written a song before, personally. That's one of my bucket list things. I want to write a song. I want to write a worship song. But from listening to people who write songs and listening to some of their stories, it's very rare when they get the whole song in one sitting. I've heard it happen. I've heard God just drop something and they get the whole thing. It usually takes quite a bit of time to develop. And so you have to think, David, like he's not schizophrenic. You know, he's not like one day, oh, curse these guys, humiliate them, and the next day, Lord, praise you. It's probably over a period of time that David comes in. He probably comes back to this song. And he says, which in the contrast of these evil people, let all who seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. I think, you know, one part of this idea is people love riches more than salvation. When you think of this struggle that David is going through, people love power more than they love their salvation. People love sex. People love money. People love prestige. People love all kinds of things more than they love their salvation. And so he's reminding us, all of us, that we should love our salvation. And then we should say, let God be magnified. Notice David doesn't say, Lord, let God be magnified in me. No, he just says, just plain English, let God be magnified, let God be lifted up. And then he turns back and he says, but I am afflicted and needy. I am poor and I'm needy. And he goes back to the first refrain, Hasten to me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Please come quickly. Come quickly to help me in that situation. And you could see kind of the struggle that David is kind of dealing with in this place. He's got this very impending, very dire situation that's at hand, but at the same time, he's trying to offer praise and worship to God. Lord, I love your salvation more than my defense. I love your salvation more than being vindicated. I love your salvation more than any of these things. But then he comes back to his honest reply, Lord, but I am poor, I am needy. I'm in a tough situation here, so please come quickly. Please come, hasten to me, O God. Again, there's that title. And then, you are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, the covenant name of God of Yahweh. O Lord, do not delay. And so let's close our eyes. It's such a short psalm. And maybe you're in this kind of situation before the Lord. There's a lot of troubles that have come. There's a lot of different things. And seemingly the attack against you, the people are just shameless. Shameless and corrupt. David reminds us that we should love our salvation more than our defense, more than our retribution, our revenge. We should love our salvation more than any of these things. We should love our salvation more than life itself. In other words, the fact that God had grace on you, God had mercy on you, and even though you didn't deserve it, He saved you. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And in that way, that maybe we can offer mercy to our oppressors with the help of God. You know, I love the Psalms. It's really interesting. When I first became a Christian and I was working, you know, some of you guys may not know this, but I used to work at a bank. I used to be an accountant. And during my lunchtime, my church was actually very close to my office. It was a 10-minute drive. And during lunchtimes, I would go and I would just read the Psalms, and I fell in love with them. I just would just read, you know, 3 or 4 chapters in the church during my lunchtime. Sometimes I would just weep and bawl before the Lord as He was touching me. And during that season of my life, the Psalms were just about worship, was about adoration, and was about praise. It's interesting that we're doing the Psalms now, and in this season of my life, it's a little different. And now it's crazy. Now I see all this injustice. You know, like it's almost like a whole nother world kind of opened up to me, you know, through my own experience that I've been going through this past year. And the Psalms have been like water to my soul in a certain way. You know, as you see, kind of see what David has gone through and just his continually going back to the Lord in praise. Regardless of what's going on, you know, his raw feelings and emotions, but always going back to God in praise. And I think we can glean so much from that through these Psalms. And so let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Let the Holy Spirit just minister to you, especially if you're going through a difficult time. You know, it could be at home or at work. You know, maybe you have a colleague that's backstabbing you, and cry out like David cried out. It was, you can say, kind of therapeutic for David. There was something that, but unto the Lord, and there was such a peace that comes over him. And I think there'll be a peace that comes over you as well. So let's pray.
Whisper away what he said in the light.
Let's pray. If you're asking God to come quickly regarding a matter, especially a matter where you may be being slandered or being attacked in some way, the Lord is your help. You know, David cries out to God for help. Why? Because God can help him. Because God is able, He's willing. He's not crying out empty words. He knows that God is His help. And so I want to encourage you that whatever circumstance, and there's so many different circumstances that seem to hit us all the time, you have an advocate. In fact, Jesus says, man, when I leave, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, the Parakletos, the one, it's literally the one who stands right alongside of you. And you have the Holy Spirit, not only in you, but around you. And He is your advocate. He's with you. And especially, you know, I just feel this in my spirit this morning. Especially if you feel like this morning, because of what you're going through, you're wondering if God is with you or not. I want you to know He's with you. He says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You are mine. No one can snatch you out of my Father's hand. Let's pray this morning. Let's go to the Lord. Let's cry out to Him. Let's go to our mission prayers and let's pray for our friends and family that are battling through cancers and going through therapies and chemo. Let's pray for God's healing word. Let's pray for our community that are battling through a non-cancer related. This is a different one. Let's pray for those who are sick but also need to meet with Jesus. Let's pray for physical healing. Let's pray for the word of salvation. Let's pray for those dealing with non-cancer related illnesses, and let's pray for God's healing word. Let's pray for our COVID. I believe Natalie has recovered. And so, but let's pray for our frontline workers. And let's pray for God's hand upon them. Let's pray for the grace of God really meeting them and just giving them strength during this time. Let's pray for our community that's looking for work. Let's pray for open doors and God's provision. Let's pray over Hong Kong. Let's just lift up our government, especially as they transition into a new chief executive. Let's just pray that they would just rule righteously, that there'd be righteous decisions that benefit the people of Hong Kong. Let's just continue to pray against the wealth gap that causes so much social strife here. Let's pray for revival. Let's ask God to breathe His Spirit upon this city. Let's lift up churches all over. Let's pray for our friends, Sports Services, Shanty, YWAM, God Catering, S&D, Mother's Choice. Pray for the Korean Church, students, domestic helpers, and families in distress. Let's lift up. Let's pray for the staff. Let's ask God's hand to be with our team, that we would just continue to grow stronger in our love for the Lord and for one another. Let's just pray for just deeper connections and pray for a little spirit of unity, and that we would just work hard for the Lord. Just particularly pray for Pastor Samuel Navarro. He's on his way to the U.S. and he's attending his brother's funeral. His older half-brother's funeral. So if you can lift up the family as well during this time. Let's pray over our hospitality ministries, our welcoming. Well, Bruce is kind of on hold, but for logistics, let's just ask God to really use our teams, and especially as more people are coming out and showing up on Sundays, that they would just really feel just the love and the warmth of God as they come into this place. Let's pray for our worship, sound, and AV teams. Let's pray for our worship leaders, our musicians, our singers. Let's pray for our sound people and our PowerPoint people that we would just really offer something beautiful to the Lord as we gather and we worship God together. Let's pray for our pregnant ladies. Let's ask God's hand to be with them. Like I said, these are all first-time moms. Let's pray for just so much joy during this season. Let's pray for the delivery, that everything would go really smoothly. And just pray that they would just operate without worry and just be just wrapped in the presence of God. Let's also cover the baby as well. Let's pray for House Church tonight. Let's pray for First Street, Fontana, Happier Valley, Hopewell, K House, Old Peak Road, and Princeton. Let's pray for God's hand upon them. Let's pray for the anointing over the leaders and everyone who's sharing, that they would really draw close to God and to one another. I know this is not on the list, but if we could pray for our prayer meeting on Friday night, our teshuva. Pray that, first of all, that people would come out, that they would really take ownership of this church and of this present situation, and that we would come for an evening of lamentation, of repentance, of prayer, of mourning before the Lord. Let's just pray for just the Spirit of God to hover over us during this time. Let's lift up. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you that when we're, God, in difficult circumstances, Lord, that you come, God, and that we could cry out to you, Lord, that, God, you are able, God, and you are ready. Lord, you are a strong tower, God. The righteous run to you, and they are safe. And so we want to run, God, to you, the tower. We want to pour our heart out to you, God, not to others, but to you, Lord, and find strength, God, so that we can worship and praise you. We thank you, God. Thank you for David's journey, Lord. And there's so much we glean from that journey. And so would you continue to watch over us, God, watch over our community. God, I pray for your healing word, God. We thank you. We love you. Father, watch over us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time, and we will see you tomorrow.